Growing up in central Arkansas, country recording artist Justin Moore wasn't a member of the FFA, but agriculture played a huge role in his life.
I grew up on about 100 acres myself, and we didn't farm for a living, but we did farm to eat and had cattle for selling and all that as supplemental income. So, you know, for me personally, it was something that we used as a tool to pay the bills and put food on the table. And you know, beyond that, the culture of it is something that we have to maintain the importance of, because, you know, I've always said farmers are the backbone of our country, and I truly believe that.
Starting to play country music in high school, Justin was also an athlete, but he soon realized that his size could be a disadvantage and country music took the place. He believes his work ethic got him to where he is today.
In any business, you have to get to the top of your business, you have to have a strong work ethic. And I was taught that from my family, my dad and my grandparents and mom, etc. And it's been a huge part of my success. It's not the only thing that's played a role in my success, but it has been a huge part of my success. So.
Justin was just one of the featured artists performing at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. When asked about the theme and what he believed going all out meant to him, Justin said that working hard and having good work ethic is an important life skill.
No matter what you're doing, I mean, go do it to the best of your ability, whether it be something specific in a pasture, as far as cattle goes, or whether it be something specific toward, you know, raising a crop, or whether it be, you know, just work ethic, which is something that I feel like is really important with FFA, teaching our young people work ethic, and that's something that my generation down have not had the best of, to be quite honest with you. It's kind of sad at times. There were generations before us that had much better work ethics than us, and so I would like to think that above all else, you know, maybe we're getting back to teaching our kids a strong work ethic and teaching them not to be entitled. If you want something, you have to go out and get it. So.
As for advice for FFA members, Justin had a simple answer.
Well, there's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be lows. But you know, we really find out about ourselves and find out what we're made of when there are the lows. And when you can have a high after a low, that's when you're doing something. So I would tell them to, you know, as cliche as it sounds, go do whatever you want to do. And only you are in charge of your life. You know, it doesn't really matter if somebody tells you what you can't do. You can go do it. I'm a prime example. I grew up in a town of 300 people, and this is not something that you're supposed to be able to do when you grow up in a town of 300 people. So I would say go do it, and then when you get knocked back down, just like the old adage says, get back up on the horse and keep on.
Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.